Guns of Thunder. Squanto was taken to a small, dark wigwam. A circle of angry warriors stood guard. Squanto threw himself down on a mat. He said to himself, "I have nothing to fear. The pilgrims will save me. They will be here in the morning." Squanto tried to sleep, but he could not. The loud voices of the guards kept him awake. One guard said, "The white men will not come. They will not try to save Squanto." "Maybe they will," said another. "The white men have big guns." The guards talked on and on. At last Squanto fell asleep. He did not wake up until morning. For a minute Squanto lay quietly. He listened to the rain falling on the grass roof of the wigwam. Then he remembered where he was. He jumped to his feet and ran to the door. The two guards flashed their tomahawks across the opening. "Do not try to get away," they warned. Without a word, Squanto turned away. He went back to the mat and sat down. "I have nothing to fear," he said to himself. "The pilgrims will soon be here." All morning Squanto waited. The afternoon passed. Evening came, and still it poured rain, and still the pilgrims did not come. Now and then a guard would step inside the wigwam. He would shake the rain from his strong red body and laugh. "Poor Squanto," he would say. "The white people have already forgotten you." Each time Squanto's reply was the same. "They have not forgotten me. They will come." Squanto waited quietly. Then, little by little, fear came into his heart. Maybe the pilgrims were not coming. Maybe they were afraid to fight so many Indians. Maybe they were afraid of getting their gunpowder wet in their blunderbusses, too. It was raining outside. Captain Standish had only about 20 men who could fight, and he could not bring all of them to the Indian village. Some men must stay at home to protect the women and children. Squanto bowed his head. He began to pray. "Help me, God of the white people," he prayed. "I am an Indian brave. The pilgrims are my friends. I do not know the words they speak to you. But help me, God of the pilgrims, help me." The long hours of the night dragged on. Then at last a roar of thunder swept through the Indian village. "The white men," screamed the guards. "Hear their guns of thunder." "My friends," Squanto cried, "my friends." With a shout of joy, Squanto dashed from the wigwam. The guards were gone. They had run away. The chief and most of the braves had also run away. The rest of the Indians were wild with fear. They begged the white men not to shoot them. "We will be good," they cried. "We will have peace." "Where is Squanto?" roared Captain Standish. "Squanto," called Massasoit's scout. "Come to us. We are waiting." Squanto called in answer. "I'm coming. I'm coming, my friends." Squanto raced down a dark street. He ran across the muddy square. The cheering pilgrims rushed to meet him. No one in the village went to sleep again that night. The Indians hurried about cooking a fine breakfast for their visitors. Captain Standish and his men stayed in a wigwam. Now the danger was over, they laughed and talked. "I waited and waited," said Squanto. "Why did it take you so long, my captain?" "It was my fault," spoke up Massasoit's scout. "Two times I lost my way. I could not find the white man's village. Then I could not find this Indian village again." "We came as quickly as we could," said Captain Standish. "Now we must hurry back to Plymouth with the good news." "Yes," Squanto replied. "Your governor will be glad to see me. He is my good friend." "We are all your friends, Squanto." "That is so," Squanto cried. "You are all my friends. You saved my life. I never forget." Before morning, the rain stopped. The sun came up bright and clear. After breakfast, Captain Standish and his men were ready to leave. The captain ordered the Indians, "Give this message to your chief. Tell him if he wants to live, he will never harm Squanto. Tell him not to make war against us." "We will tell our chief," the Indians promised. "We will tell him." On the trip back to Plymouth, the men had a good time. Even Captain Standish was smiling. Late in the afternoon, they reached their home village. And what a welcome the pilgrims gave Squanto. They cheered and shouted and cried for joy. A man asked, "What would we do without Squanto?" "We would be lost without him," answered Governor Bradford. "God knew we could not take care of ourselves in this wild country. He sent Squanto to us." "Amen," said the pilgrims. "Amen." Massasoit's scout whispered to Squanto, "Amen, what does that mean?" "I am not sure," Squanto answered in a whisper, "but it must mean something good. The pilgrims say amen when they pray." The governor went on talking. "God answered our prayers. We must not forget to thank him." Squanto stepped forward. "I must thank your God, too," he said. When you go to church, I shall go with you. I shall pray to your God. I shall worship him as you do all the rest of my life.